You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It's Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win. Was 7-2, now 4-1. And Alvaro Negredo to score and Middlesbrough to win. Was 4-1. That's been enhanced to 5-1. Watford are undefeated in their last six in the league against Borough. They've won four of those and drawn two. And Middlesbrough have only won one of their last 23 away games in the top flight, losing 16 of those. Watford favoured over Middlesbrough, Simon, here. 6-4, Watford.
Last match on Match of the Day. Absolutely nailed on. Yeah. If you're a Watford and a Middlesbrough fan, you might as well set the alarm for about 1 o'clock in the morning, because this is going to be a real poor game for me. I've seen Middlesbrough a few times this year, and away from home, they are very negative. You know, they obviously go for a clean sheet, looking to just nick something on the break if they can. And Watford have been struggling for goals themselves recently. So I think we're going to look at a very drab affair here. I know Watford came through against Burton Albion with a slightly weakened lineup in the cup last week. But other than that, they've been fairly abject. And there's a real feeling among the Watford fans that Walter Mazzarri could be on his last legs. You know, he was all the rage, wasn't he? He was, very fashionable early this season when they beat Manchester United. They were getting good results at home. It's all gone wrong for him. And I think, you know, they've got a lot of injuries. Obviously, the Pereira was probably the big one, because he was the player that played in the hole and the playmaker, really. And his loss has really seen their form take a massive nosedive. And I don't think they've got enough up front here to beat Middlesbrough. I'll be looking at Middlesbrough to get a positive result here. And if you don't fancy the 21-10 on them to win, the draw no bet would come into it for me. I think they don't get beat, but they might not score either, because they are that negative. Middlesbrough draw no bet is 11-10. So that's a good way in for what could be a very stodgy game.
Yeah, I think that's a very good bet.
It is, actually. You know what? I hate that bet as a principle, you know, draw no bet. I'm having a bet. I don't want my money back. I want to win or lose. But there's reasons for that. That's a great bet in this occasion. You know, if it's going to be a winner here, it's going to be Middlesbrough, because Watford are dire. I tell you what, they're 7 points clear of the drop zone. God knows how, because they are the worst team I've seen in this division. Not just in one game. This is about four or five games I've seen them, and they've been atrocious. I can't believe they're so high in the table. And Big Ron used to say there's a team on the glass mountain. Well, it's Watford's big time this season. They are in serious trouble. That's how bad they are. So yeah, they're not going to beat Middlesbrough. I can't nail the colour to the Borough mass though, because away from home, as Simon says, the they just don't go for it enough. They've only won one away from home. So I'm going to go unders on the goals. Under 1.5 is 13-8. A little bit shorter than you would normally see in a Premier League contest. But as we know, there are very, very good reasons for that. And it looks nailed on, that bet.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.